Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described the study where the authors found that stabilization exercises are better than general exercises for people with chronic, nonspecific low back pain and possibly as effective as manual therapy. In our second post, we introduced an article where the authors reported that 3 minutes of acupressure was effective in decreasing pain among athletes that sustained an acute musculoskeletal injury. However, it failed to help decrease anxiety levels. If we take a closer look at the first post about a systematic review, we see that the authors evaluated the quality and outcomes of 11 trials which had 413 participants that did stabilization exercises, 297 participants with general exercises, and 185 who had manual therapy. The quality of the articles was relatively low, with scores ranging from 5 to 8 out of a possible score of 10. The stabilization exercise programs ranged from 4 to 12 weeks with sessions of 20 to 60 minutes per session that occurred at 1 to 3 times per week. Overall, the authors found that participants who completed the stabilization exercises had greater improvements in pain and disability in comparison to general exercises. The authors also reported that there were no significant differences in pain or disability when comparing stabilization exercises to manual therapy. The findings of this research reinforce that stabilization exercises or manual therapy may be a better choice for chronic, non-specific low back pain than general exercises for improving outcomes. The difficulty with this is that most rehabilitation programs are varied and may make it difficult to replicate. This is a similar issue with manual therapy. Programs and treatment times were wide-ranging, and this could result in diverse results. It would be interesting to see if there's a relationship between outcomes and rehabilitation program frequency or duration. Manual therapy is also a very broad term. It would be interesting to see if specific techniques, such as joint mobilizations or massage techniques, were more successful than others. Manual therapy and stabilization exercises, though, resulted in similar outcomes. However, it would be interesting to see if a combination of the two approaches would be superior to just one of them. Ultimately, clinicians should consider stabilization exercises or manual therapy for patients with chronic, non-specific low back pain. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a study where the authors concluded that lower extremity injury rates and sports-related concussion rates have increased in NCAA football athletes. They suggested that the targeting rule changes may be contributing to increased rates of player contact-related ankle injuries. If you're an athlete trainer who's looking for an evidence-based practice CEU, then please check out our 4 online courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to these courses, as well as the post and the article mentioned on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.